on Beis Menalov, six lines from the bottom, Gufa. So we quoted this price before, or this statement before, that Chetzera of Avikachobim is considered like a deer shel behema, which means if you have a chotzer which have multiple goyim open, have dwellings in that chotzer, opening out into the chotzer, so there's no issue of carrying that chotzer without a ruba chetzeris, because they don't project their ownership into the chotzer. There's no issue of carrying from one to the other. So a Jew could come there and carry from one to the other without a problem. If there's one Jew who lives there, so then, Oyser, so now his presence creates a need for a Ruba Chatzeris. So nobody's allowed to carry from any of the dwellings of the Goyims into the Chatzer. Nobody can carry from the other houses into the Chatzer now. There has to be two Jews there to create the Yisr. Okay, Rashi has a second version. That's the version Rashi presents over here, which Rashi feels is the main shot. Okay, so that's that was what we mentioned before, that we referred to this Brisa. Now, the more wants to analyze it, Omer Mar. So he said in the Brisa, Chetzer Shalakum, Reu Kedir Shal Behema. So he doesn't create any sort of I bought not to not a dorim akum mechotzer raise the oyster of love. That when you live together with the goy, it creates yisur, which means the deer of the goy is considered something. So how do you understand that? Which means that even when the Jew lives there, the Jew creates a problem for the other, for anybody to take out, but it's the Jew which creates the problem, but the goy doesn't create any Yisurim vis-a-vis the Yisrael, which means the more is assumed right now that what's happened when the Jew moves in, what happens is that the ownership of the goyim is still minimalized, and therefore the Jew can carry from his house into the chotzer, but the you cannot carry from the possession of the goyim into the chotzer of the Jew. That's the more understands what the Brice is saying, and, which means the goy does not answer on the Jew. The Jew answers on not on the goy, but answers on the reshus of the goy that nobody can carry from the reshus of the goy into the chotzer. So the more understands the Brice, and Armisha says when a person lives with the goy answers on the Jew. So the Jew can't carry out from his house. The Morris is assuming right now that according to the Brisa, the Jew can carry from his house to the Chatzar. You can't carry from the other houses into the Chatzar. It means a Jew couldn't go into that house and carry out to the Chatzar. But Amish says, not like that. So Morris says, look, hod the Ise, hod the Lese. Depends if the Goy is there, present there or not. If the Goy is there for Shabbos, so then the Jew can't carry from his house into the Chatzar. If the goy is not there for Shabbos, the goy or goyim are not there for Shabbos, so then the Jew can carry from his chotzer into his house into the chotzer, but he answers he can't carry from other houses into the chotzer. That's the braisa. Versus Mikasaber, let's explain this. Ikasaber dira b'loy b'alim shmo dira. That when the owner is not present, but the fact that he has ownership there, regards to Ruvich Hatzeris, has a halachic significance. So, which is that's true by case of if it had this story been by other Jews. So, three Jews live in a chutz and one goes away for Shabbos. So, can the remaining member carry? So, listen, I can't carry. He can't carry because. his house is his private domain, and the chotzer is a public domain between three houses. Only one person is there, but so what? Dira b'loy b'ayla v'shmo dira. So he can't carry. So if you're going to say that, that's true by the case of the Jew, but you're saying, but the goy is not there, it's mutter. So why? You tell me when the goy is there, it's considered a dira. So when he's not there, it's not a dira. What it always is, you're telling me dira works. Even when he's not there, Elamai, you tell me, therefore when the goy is not there, it doesn't bother us. So then there should be the same halacha by Jew. So then what do you tell me halacha and goy? If the owners are not there for Shabbos, it's mutter, period. So what are we talking about? The verse is really dir b'loy b'alam lo shmo dira. So therefore, mikiratin, if a Jew would be away for Shabbos, theoretically, should also not need a rubik hatzeres. But Yisrael, the chiise osar, a Jew when he is there, he makes it osar mikiratin. His dira is considered a dira. So chilase gosuber rabbonim. So Chazal said, when he's not there, we're going to maintain a need to have a rubik hatzeres because we're dealing with something which really mikiratin is a dira. Just he's not here, so we don't want to confuse the things and say, you know what, a dira of a Jew, which is a dira, even though he's not here, must have a ruach and seres. However, Hakum, the Ki'isa, even when the guy is there, Mikra din, his dira is like a dira shabahema. So he doesn't really have a din dira. So the whole reason why it's a problem is Xer Shamil Mimaso, because you might come to learn from him. Therefore, ki'isei osir, ki'lesili osir. When he's there, Chazal said, you have a problem. When he's not there, Chazal did not answer it. For the Markash, ki'lesei loy osir, is that true? When he's not there, he doesn't answer. But anan. Okay, ha'meniach is beisoy, v'holok lo lishra is bir acheres. He left home and went to a different city for Shabbos. So echad nochi v'echad Yisrael, oyser, divrei meir. So you're saying, so now the Yisrael aser is because you tell me that even dir b'loy b'alim is loishma dir mikiratin, but there's a gzeira. So even the Jew went away for Shabbos, he asers. But it says over here, if the guy went away for Shabbos, it also asers. And you told me before we're saying that the guy goes away for Shabbos, it's mutter. Some more, and it's a meir talking. Or hasim the osir biyome. The case was that the city that the guy went to was within distance that's possible to travel back on Shabbos. So you can't give him a din if he's not there for Shabbos because he could theoretically come back on Shabbos. The guy can travel. The guy will travel on Shabbos. But if he goes away to a place which he cannot come back on Shabbos, so then you're only asking also din a dir b'loy b'alim. Dir b'loy b'alim it means there's lo shmo dir. Okay. We passed the Kribbele Ezer Ben Yaakov. It's only asked if there's two Jews there. If one Amr Minig Kribbele Ezer Ben Yaakov, which means if it's halacha, the Moses we have it did before. Well, we would say over in the Rabbim that's the halacha. If it's Minig, which means that we would not say over in, as part of a shir, but if somebody would ask Allah Lamaisa, we would tell them this is what you do. Which means we wouldn't get involved in passing it. If that's what people do, that's what people do. We're not going to pass it. Okay, so we have a klal in Shas. It's Gemara and Gittin that Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, his mission, what he's taught, is kav, is a very minimal amount. It's not so common in Mishnayos, but what he has is naki. It's very pure. A few things he said, but all the things he said, that's he got it right. So, which means he passed like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. If Amr Hidam Shmuel, Hakribali Yaakov and Yaakov, and Shmuel said that Taka, that's the Allah over here. So he wants to know, Ma'ala Ruye B'Makim Rabbi, if that's such a known fact, would that go into the Isser of being Mar Allah Lifne Rabbi? Would a Talmud have a problem passing the Shaila in the presence of his Rebbe? Because it's such a known fact, right? I'm telling you, two don't have to be black. Two have to be black. Two don't have to be black. The Rishus have to be black. But that's besides the point. But the Rishus have to be black. It's a fact. Everybody knows that. So that's why, I'm Merloch the Rabbi. I'm not passing a child. I'm telling you a fact. Or not. So that was a wise question. That's going to give us an omud of the, or close to an omud of the sugya of Merloch the Rabbi. But let's see Rashi before we start that. So only on some base of an aleph. Chazer Shalakim is the third Rashi up. Ma'afal gav the stam chazer is psuchim l'soichim batim harbe. It's only the chazer has multiple dwellings opening up into it, and this chazer is no different than any other chazer in that respect. And Rishus Akim Chaluka, we don't look at the different. Ownership of the different goyim over there to be distinct. Give each one his own ownership. So, regards to these halachas, the fact that he lives there is not considered that he has an ownership, and therefore, so in the scenario would be the following: if you'd want to, a Jew who doesn't live there, he went to one of those houses on Shabbos. He can carry out to the chaser. It's not considered like you're taking from a private area to goy A to a public area amongst all of them. We don't say that. If there's one Jew there, Dorimahem living there, so you cannot carry from the other homes, the Goyesha homes, out into the Chatzar. Because the Chatzar belongs to the Jew. So now, the same way you can't carry, in the Isra Meruba Chatzaris, you can't carry from a public area to a private area, and a private area to a public area, you can't carry from two private areas to each other either. If you have two Jews who have backyards which are both upon one upon the other, you can't carry from one to the other. It's private to private. Because Allah said rishus to rishus. So if the chatzar is the private domain of this Jew, so you can't carry from the houses of the goyim, which are the private domain of each goy, out into the chatzar, which is the private domain of the Jew. So that's what he asks. Vezman Yaakov Emer, Yilolim Eno Oyser, Achihu Shnei Yisrael and Moisim Zelzeh. So Zogt. Rashi, Doran and Bishnei Batim, there's two Jews there living there in two different houses. They're from Oisin Ze El Ze, and now they create multiple Rishuyos in the Chotzer, then we create an Isser. So Rishuyos Akim Chaluka Mehen, so the presence of the Goy is distinct from the two Jews. So now that's the Mishnah that they can't carry, even they make a Ruben Chatzeris because of the Goy, and that so they can't carry because of the Goy, and they ask her taken from the Goy's house to the Chotzer. The Shavur Abadon Ladiras Akum Dira Kedam Aliel. So Chazal, because of this concern of maybe Yilmud Mimaisov, is considered like a dira there. Al Bakar the Belez Ben Yaakov Yisrael Yechidi L'Shur Rabban on the dira Zakim dira. We'll have the Oyser Al Beisar Shal Yisrael. We'll Yisrael Oyser Al Beisar Shin Chilak Rishos Be'akim. We totally ignore the goy. So there's not like there's two different Rishuyos. So therefore, there's always a carry from the goy's house to the chatzar, and from the Israel's house to the chatzar. Okay, Amar Mar. If a Jew would want to walk into the house and take out from the chutz, that remember Arayu Kedusha al Behema. The Nochri Loi Osir Midi, the presence of the Goy doesn't create any Yisr. Kedar Yisro Gabe. The Jew lives there. Kamer Remeir, the Yisrael, Osir al Beisr Shal Akum. The Jew makes the Goy's house problematic to carry from. I will Akum in Osir al Beisr Shal Yisrael. But the Goy's presence does not make the Jew also to carry from his house into the Chatzar. Our Mishnah said not like that. Some more answers. The difference in Hod Isa, Hod the less. La'akim, the goy is not there. La'yosir. So then the goy does not aser on the Jew from the Jew to carry to the chatzar. But the Yisham Yisrael Acher. But if there's another Jew who wants to take from the goy's house to the chatzar, oyser al beisr shel akum. That would also the goy's house. I feel less so even though the Israel wouldn't be there. Worse, so what do you hold? Dear Balabai Mashmadir or Lashmadir? Mikir did it's not considered a dear. But Yisrael, the Chi'ise, also the Jew, had he been there, he would ask him, the Dira is Yisrael, Shmadir, Dira Yisrael is considered a presence. Therefore, Kilese goes to Rabbanon, Mishum Ki'ise. Because I'll ask him when he's not there, due to the fact that he does ask him when he is there. I will ask him. They feel Ki'ise, Lav Shmadir. Allah Mishum Shema Yilbu Masa. It's not Mikiradin, it's only because this is Kazer, you might come to learn from him, but when he's not there, we just ignore the Goy. Worse than the last, the Asim Yerme, Shahalak Lamokum Korim, he went to a nearby place. He can come back on Shabbos. If you're going to allow the Jew to carry before the Goy comes back, he'll continue to carry after the Goy comes back. Lamaske, that's how he won't realize. And therefore, and that goes into the prohibition of carrying when the Goy is there. So we just said, you know, he's nearby, it's as if he's here. There's a second version, going back on the Braisa, says, so that the case was there already was one Jew there, and the issue is carrying from the Jew's house into the Chatzar. So, dearest Akum doesn't answer. But if there's a second Jew, so what is this, where is the second Jew? So, it means Rameir saying you need two Jews, two houses. That's what Lezman Yaakov already. No. It means, Yemeshem Yisrael Acher, Shador Yisrael Im Yisrael Acher, Mabayis Echon. But there's two independent people living in the same house. So in that situation, that's Hareza Ha'akum Oyser Olov, then the presence of the Goyasers. The Hachi Sheikh the Dyer, that's already considered Shkiach. Okay, so that's the case when it answers. Vereisha d'ktoni harei hu kedir shel behema. The case is just kedir shel behema. B'yisrael ador yechidi imoy l'shechet adayir. Since a Jew will not live there by himself normally, so that then they didn't answer for the Jew to carry it to the chotzer. When he's by living there by himself, once the second Jew, they asked him to carry. He can't carry into the chutz. Well, simply as the lemaimer, as you dorim b'shnei ba'atim, it's only they only asked him not two Jews but two homes of Jews. So according to this version, shemachem asin the remeir would be yichidi le'yoser. If he's by himself, he doesn't answer. Our mission says he does answer. Ratanan adorim ma'akum b'chutz raise oyser love. So that's the gears of that's the pshat, and that's the gears that this pshat had. So Rashi, v'efsher lo mikan, this pshat is not possible. Dom sheninan, ha de isay, ha de lesset. So the mission means our mission. It's only a case that the goy is there. So then one Jew by himself with other goy, the goy is there. He's also. And the Brice which says that the Jew by himself with the Goyim is mut. If there's two Jews living in the same house, now it's us. So the Rav Shinina and the Isai had the last say. We came to the last say Mavinu Lo. So Kiyeshem Yisrael Acher during Chaver Bebayis. My time Osir Akum. Why would the Goy Osir in that case? Two Jews live together in the same house. Don't Osir. So the fact that there's a Goyish presence, he said, well, it's only a problem if he's by himself. And there's a Goy, if the Goy is there, it's a problem. The Goy's not there, it's not a problem. So the Goy's not there, and now you had a second Jew in the same house. So what's the problem? What problem did you add? The correct years on the Tesefta. Yeshom Yisrael Acher. Reza Oyser Mibnei Shuki Chatzeroy. He answers because it's considered like his Chatzer. Vihai Oyser Akum Komar. My Mibnei Shuki Chatzeroy. So according to the version which we had before, there were Goyish houses. So Jews can carry from the Goyish houses to the Chatzer. If there's another Jew, he asks those Jews to carry from the Goyish houses because it's the Jews' chatzer. So we understand the phrase. But according to this version, the Goy is asking because it's like his chatzer, like the Goy's chatzer. What does that mean? We're saying Dira's Akam Lash Madira. And where the Moor says that the reason isn't because it's Dira Zakash, it's because of Shama Yilma, not because it's considered his ownership. It wasn't an ownership issue, it was a Limud issue. So Rashi does not accept that pshat. Halacha, they would publicize this psak and shir. Minig means Mepirka Lo Deshina. We would not publicize this publicly in shir. We would pass in the halacha lemaisa, but boy, the show. If someone would come to ask, we would tell them, this is what you do.
I mean, this is like a halacha lemaran king.
No, this is you are maran king. You just don't publicize the barab. Amandam nagu arin nami lemarina. If they do it, we don't stop them. But the maisa, we don't pass in it. Time alone, but you've almost perked a chalitz b'soyfe. Mishav Eliezer ben Yaakov is kabanoki. Klemer ben Kavis Motim Muskim ben Mishnah. He's mentioned very, very minimally in Shas. Alanoki, what he has is very pure, is clean. The Lacha Kamoisei b'Kamokim. Wherever he's mentioned, we pass him again. Lacha Mishmul the Lacha Kamoisei. Mashal the Pshita alone the Lacha Milsel. This is very clear. That's the Lacha. So Malaruyi Talmud b'Mokim Rabbi. Can a Talmud pass in this Shaila? B'Mokim Rabbi. There's no logic which a person has to develop. It's an obvious thing. So shori, that's mutter. But dilma chutzpah, that's considered a chutzpah. The time with the pasuk makom rabbi, even something as obvious as that. See, that was a biased question to Rav Yosef. So Amar Leih, so Rav Yosef said back to him, back on the Gemara, seven lines up. Even an egg in kutach was a dip that was used curdled milk and salt and some other spices, etc. It was a dip, it was a milk of a dip. So you're allowed to dip eggs in a milk of a dip, right? So they asked the Talmud, can you dip eggs in milk of a dip? He says yes. Osir, Rav Yosef says, you can't pass him with Rabba. What pass can he? He says, Farishim did. Like, what's this? Not a Mishaila. You cannot pass him with Mokum Rabba. So, Kalvacharim over here, yeah. Now, that's what Rashi learns. Rashi doesn't say anything. What the question was. It's Pshitahu. Tosin says the question over here was a case where you shetted an animal and you found an egg inside. So, there are cases where if the egg is fully developed, so then it's part of, and you can take that egg and use it with milk. If the egg is not fully developed, it doesn't have a shell yet, depending on which stage is in the development of the egg. So the egg first develops, and then the shell develops around it. So the first stages of the development of the egg, it's fleshing. Still, it's part of the chicken. So you can't have it with milk. But it gets fully developed with the shell, so that's mutter. So now, they came and asked the Shaila, you know, we know that there's a stage where it's osur. It says that stage. So the Talmud can't pass on that either. Because that's what once it's fully developed, that's considered also an obvious. But at least we understand what the question was, what the person was asking. Right? So the person asked, but even though it's an obvious answer, the Talmud can't pass. Morris says, "Boy, called Rav Huna. As long as Rav Huna was alive, they would ask questions for Rav Chista. And he never would pass it." Okay. Amalei Rav Yaakov Bar Abba Labaya. Rav Yaakov Bar Abba asked Labaya the following question: "Kikon Megillas Tainis, the Ksiva Umancha Mal La Ruye Baaster the Rabbi." Maybe Megillas Tainis has an advantage that not only is it known things, but it's not much written, it's available to read. So maybe that, you know, a person says, by the way, you know, what? So Megillas Tainis was a list of the days which Chazal listed that there's an Isser of Hesper and Tainis, due to the fact that they were semi holidays. So the person says, by the way, today one of the days of the Megillah Tainis that it's usher. He says, no, I can't pass. Can ask the rabbi, right or not? That's, you know, it's a fair. He go to the bookshelf and take it up, read it himself. Right. So that's not called paskening. So is that usher or not? I'm the halacha Rabbi Yosef Philip Bayev Beisa Bekuscha. So the Bayev answered by saying that the same way Beis Abakuska, which is there's no question at all, it's totally obvious, you can't. So it's not really hurrah in the legal sense, but there's an element of chutzpah, there's a rav there, go ask the rav. So Megillas Tainis is the same thing. And boy, my neighbor Rav Chista called Shani the Rav Huna. So he wouldn't. Now, however, Rav Chista Ari Bekafri Mishnei Rav Huna. Even when Rav Huna was alive, Rav Chista would paskin in the place called Kafri, because that wasn't where Rav Huna was. So, in Rav Huna's place, he would not paskin, even though Rav Chista was a Talmud Chaver, because he argued in his Rebbe. So he wasn't he wasn't just a Talmud; he was a Talmud Chaver. But even so, but he's in the Bemakim of Rav Huna, he wouldn't pass him, but he was somewhere else, he would.
But they were in the same city.
Same what?
Rav Huna and Rav Chista, they lived in the same city. In other words, it wasn't a question of Rav Chista sort of going into Rav Huna's territory.
I don't think so, yeah. All the years. Now, Rav Hamnuna Uri Becharsa the Ergas Mishneider of Chista. So Rav Hamnuna Paskin Shilas in the city Charsa, the Ergas, which belonged to the person in the Argas, that was the name of the person who built the city. He was the developer. Okay. He did wood passing these shilas in a different city. It wasn't the makam of Rav Chista. So Rav Huna would pass it. Okay. Let's see Rashi. Be'esa is be'el lo'echla, an egg, whether you want to eat it. Be'kutach, she'esma nishtyoybi dechalba. It has in it the curds. No, it has in the whey of the milk. So you separate out the curds and the whey, and you take the whey and put the whey into the kutach, and that's part of how you make the dip. The milk together with the milsa the pshita. Who it's an obvious psak. She said that's osur. Boy mina Rav Chisda im mutzer osur. They would ask Rav Chisda certain questions whether the mutzer osur lanasoisoi or miskaven im yer b'makom rabba. They were curious. They were. I don't think Mr. Pasha. They were testing and trying to see if it did an aver or not, because they're curious. What he passed, they want. They wanted to see what he held in the loch. Was this something you would do? Is mutzer to do or not? Well, Ari b'shnei Rav Huna rabbi. He was not passing during the years when Rav Huna, his rebbe, was alive. These are the days which are also to fast on. What's significant about Megillah Tanis? There are locha ksuba b'yameim. Filo ois achas. There was nothing written. Chutz Megillah Tanis. The only thing which was written was Megillah Tanis. It was a calendar of a sort that they allowed they have written. So that's even like maybe better. He said, no, that's also osur. B'kafri Shem Mokim, it was the name of a city, the name of a place. Well, how you become a Rav Huna? It wasn't Rav Huna's place. Rav Huna lived in Papadisa. Mishteim above, they're both in the same Medina, but it's different cities. Charsa Shem Ma'ir is the name of the city. The Arger Shem Ma'ish Shabanoa, it was the name of the person who built it, the developer, Vahava Amgushi, Kachra Isi B'chubas Amgonim. He was an Amgushi, which is one of their, like, a sorcerers, okay. He's a well known person. Not really relevant for our sugya. Okay. Ravina Sarasakina Babavo. So Ravina would there's a locha that when the Rav comes to the butcher, to the Shaykhit, that the Shaykhit is mukhuyev to present his knife for inspection to the Rav. And the Rav would pass him, the knife is acceptable or not, then he was shech. So Ravina would do that. In Bavel, Amla Ravashi, my time of Obed Marhochi. So Ravashi asked Ravina, why do you feel that's acceptable? Or your Rebbe is still alive, your Rebbe was Ravashi. So Ravashi said, why do you feel that's acceptable, what you've done? They were a Talmud Chavar type of relationship. I mean, they started as a Talmud, actually came a Talmud Chavar. They argue, but Ravashi was still alive. What are you doing? Amalei, so Ravina said to Ravashi, Rav Hamnuna, Uri, Becharsa, the Argus, B'shnei, the Rav Chista. That Rav Hamnuna would do it, even as a Talmud of Rav Chista, he would paskin when Rav Chista was alive in a different place. So I was in a different place, so that was okay. Amalei, so Rav Ashi said back to Ravina, Lav Uri Itzmar. That the correct version of the story was would not be Ure Mishnei Rav Chisda, even a different city. Amrlei Itmer Ure Itmer Loi Ure, both were said. So what does that mean? Mishnei the Rav Huna Rabbe Huda Loi Ure. The Talmud Chavar delay Havu. The Rav Hamnuna was a later Talmud of Rav Huna, and he's a Talmud Chavar to Rav Chisda. So, in Rav Huna, Yitzhak wouldn't paskin even in a different city, but at the time of Rav Chisda already, he would paskin because he was a Talmud Chavar. But no, not me, Talmud Chavar de Mara, no. I'm a Talmud Chavar, so I'm allowed to paskin. So that's why he did what he did. So Kriyashi, Sar Sakina, Bodak Sakin Latabach, he inspected the knife for the Shaykhit. There's a lot, you have to present the knife to the Chacham, it's more in Chulin, is out cover of the Chacham. Meaning so that Ravina Notaloyater is covered Ha'ir, he's taking cover for himself. He's the Chacham of the city. Ravashi Rabbi, and Ravashi, who was Ravina's Rebbe, the Masa Machsia Hava, it was in the city Masa Machsia, it was a different city. But it's both in the same Medina. So he said, Rav Hamnuna, Uri Becharsi Dargis, Hoybalohoi Rabbi Dorbo, since his Rebbe did not live in Charsi Dargis, so Rav Hamnuna felt that he was allowed to paskin there. Abishai said, Baba, even though they were in the same Medina, I didn't pass in your city, pass in a different city. So Talmud Chaver means a person who really was on the same level of learning, etc. Just he happened to have learned from the other Chacham some halachas.
So why would you expect that he would have that anyway? Maybe he was older.
I mean, Rashi's presenting it a little. In general, the use of Talmud Chaver in the Shas means that the given din of Talmud Chaver, they had to have learned more than one thing. It was, you know, that was, it was he had acted as a Talmud, but truly as a Talmud by him.
Yeah, I mean, otherwise it seems odd, because, I mean, through all their interactions, I'm sure they taught each other,
correct. Okay. Amar Rava, Sumer Rabbanan Chazil Nafshe. Sumer Rabbanan means, we had a Rashi in Tainus, Sumer Rabbanan means like a young Talmud Chacham, budding. He has the excitement above him. You know, he's a Talmud Chacham, but he's young still. So he can't pass him Mokum Rabbi, but he can expect a knife for his own personal use, which means even if somebody else is shechting, if the person is shechting his behema, so he brings a behema to shecht, he's allowed to pass him on that knife for himself. Okay, Ravina Ikla Lemachuza. Ravina came to the city of Machuza. I say Ushpiz Pizikne Sakina Lukamachrile. So the host pulled out a knife, he was going to shecht, and showed the knife to Ravina. Amalei, so Ravina told his host, Zeal, I'm Taylor Rava, go take it to Rava. Who's in the city of Rava? You need to present your knife to Rava. Amalei, so the host said to Ravina, L'Sever Lomar, doesn't the master refer to Ravina? Hold Amar Rava, Tzimmer Rabbanu Chazan Avshay. Rava said that the Talmud Chacham could pass him for himself. Amalei, no, Mizan Zvina, I'm buying it from you. It's not my own behema. That was it. The person's own personal behema. He can take to the sheikh, to sheikh, then he can pass him the knife because it's called for him. Right now, I don't own it. You're going to sell it to me in a minute, but right now it's not mine. It's not called passing for myself. Therefore, I can't pass. Okay. Rebbe Elazar Behegroya, Rav Abba Bar Tachlifa. So these two Amoraim, Rabbi Elazar Mehagronya and Rabbi Abba Bar Tachlifa, Iklu the Bay Rav Acha Brei de Ravika. So they came to the home of Rav Acha Brei de Ravika, Be'asrei, in the city of the Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, where Rav Acha Bar Yaakov was the Chacham. So there's four people so far in the picture, okay? These two Amoraim came to the home of the third Amora, in the city where the fourth Amora, Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, was the Rav. So boy Rav Acha Breder of Ika the Mevedlu Eglatilsa. So Rav Acha Breder of Ika decided he wants to prepare for them a meat. He's going to shaft an Eglatilsa. Eglatilsa we have which is had a few pshatim on it. It means a very geshmak of meat. Either means it was a calf which is a third grown from a total growth. So it's developed already, but it's not fully grown. Which is, meat becomes more hard. Or is the third one born out of the womb? Whatever the pshat, he wanted to shecht this animal. So Rav Acha braid the Rav Ika. I see Sakin, he brings a knife, Kamachri Lu, and shows it to Rabbi Lozer and Rabbi Abba Bar Tachlifa. They should paskin on it. So Amalu, Rav Acha Bar Tachlifa, Olechus Le Sabbath. Since he's doing it for us, we don't have to be concerned about the fact that the. No, I'm saying he has a question. Olechus Le Sabbath, don't we have to be concerned about the covet of the Sabbath, the elder of the city, which is. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. Amalu Rav Loza Mehagrenyas, Rav Loza says back, Hachimur Rav Tzimur Rabbanan Chosil and Havshay. He can pass for himself. So Chosil, Rav Loza Mehagrenyas passed for himself. He saw it, literally. Vianish, and he got punished. Min Shemaim, they sent him a punishment. The Morris says, okay. I don't understand. To be honest, Rabbi Elizabeth Megrenya. I've Omer Robert Surabona Chazan Avshay, but Rabbi Elizabeth Megrenya was right. So more answers Shani Hosim, the Iskilu Bekwardai. Once Rabbi Acha Bar Tachlifa raised the question that it's not proper for the Kovid to do it, then you can't ignore that Taina. So that ignoring it, there was the element of a lack of respect, and that's why he was punished. Yvoy Seima, Shani Rabbi Acha Bar Yaakov, the Muflag. He was extraordinarily, exceedingly beyond everybody else, even there, that a certain abundance should not pass on his own. Okay. Let's hold it here.